Welcome to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. I'm Kristen, and I'm here today with Maddie Kiosky. She is a former hypnobirthing student of Gold Coast and also my birth client. Good to see you. It's been a while.
It's been so long.
Yes.
Just third year birthday for Charlie, so.
That is so amazing.
Yeah.
I love following all of your adventures on Facebook.
Yeah.
So Maddie, let us know a bit about your hypnobirthing experience and why you chose hypnobirthing and what it did for you. And we'll have another episode coming up about your actual birth story, but this is focused on the class.
Mm-hmm. So I'm lucky to have two older sisters who were very instrumental in, they both researched natural birthing and all of that. So before I ever got pregnant, I was kind of familiar. And the middle sister took a hypnobabies class in Atlanta. So when I got pregnant, I knew I wanted to, you know, go for a natural birth. And
yes.
So I started researching in our area and I found you guys and I found a dating with, you know, speed dating with the doulas.
Yes.
And so I was like, oh, perfect. And I saw you guys did the hypnobirthing classes. So once I came and met you guys, I knew I was sold. You know, I'm like, for sure, this is what I want to do. So my husband and I did the weekends class. So we had just, you know, longer weekend classes. And when we started, he was a little not totally sold on it.
Yes.
But he said, well, if you want to do it, then, you know, of course, then we'll go and we'll do it together.
Right.
And so I actually really enjoyed having the weekend class. For me, it was, you know, a long period instead of the just a shorter period where you could really focus on it and really get in depth.
Yeah. So tell us, did you do any preparation knowing that it was a very time intensive versus spread out for 5 weeks class? Did you read the book in advance? Did you do any preparation?
I didn't.
Okay.
So we came to the class and then, you know, we would read kind of after class on the way home. We'd read to class and then, you know, we'd do some in the interim before the next week. But
yes,
we didn't, you know, I just knew this is what I wanted to do. And I can't remember. I think I was maybe like 5 months when I started.
That sounds about right.
Yeah,
I remember there was some time before your due date.
So we started listening to the rainbow relaxation every night. It was weeks before I even knew there was a rainbow in it. I just fell asleep every time. But my husband listened to it every single night. So
yeah,
it was pretty familiar.
It's good to fall asleep to it and knows right. that you're getting in that fully relaxed state.
Right.
So
yeah. So I think what was really, really helpful for me at the classes was reframing how you think about birth. You have so many examples in media that are just not realistic and don't really focus on how you can do it naturally.
Right.
And so that was really helpful for me. Talking instead of saying Braxton Hicks, it was practice labor.
Exactly.
So, you know, this is natural and normal and healthy, and really understanding that, like, trusting my body to do what it needed to do, trusting my baby that he was going to be able to do what we needed to do.
Right.
And so kind of reframing all of those words was really, really helpful for me.
Yeah, I'm all about the impact of language. It's even like the contraction you think of being tense and tightening up, and in labor you want to be relaxed, or it's just going to be more uncomfortable and take longer.
Right.
So calling it a surge, for example, and viewing the wave-like motion of labor.
And I also think what was really helpful for me is understanding what's actually happening with your body and the different phases and knowing I felt very internal when I was going through it. And so knowing what was going to happen and having learned about all the physical physiology, hormones and all of that, I felt was really helpful to just kind of put my mind at ease.
Yeah.
And feel more prepared about what was going to happen and what I could expect.
Exactly.
And I think being able to relax, feel more relaxed about it also let me feel a little free with, if something doesn't go exactly how I want it to go, that's okay.
Right.
You know, we have another plan. We know if it's an emergent situation, you know, things are going to have to change. But feeling more relaxed about the birthing process allowed me to feel relaxed about letting go of exactly how things were going to happen.
Right. And, you know, there are some misconceptions about hypnobirthing only being for home birthers. You birthed in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you were able to apply what you learned in class.
Absolutely. I kind of took an old phone with me and I had my rainbow relaxation and I had some other just music on there and the affirmation track. And so I was playing those while I was at the hospital. And, you know, even just something like keeping the lights down low to allow a more relaxed atmosphere, to allow your hormones to really react to the calm environment rather than bright lights and people coming in and out. I mean, you can change your environment when
yes.
you have the knowledge of what it should be to help your birth go more easily.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that was helpful. And I was fortunate to go to Spectrum Butterworth, and so you can labor in, you know, you can labor in the tub and
yes.
all of that. And they have a lot more training as far as helping women through a natural birth, and so
exactly, yeah, your provider makes a difference. A supportive hospital mm-hmm. and their policies and procedures makes a big difference mm-hmm. in being able to achieve a hypnobirth in the hospital.
Yeah, what was helpful as well, I did, you know, I did do a lot of research as far as who I wanted to go with for a provider. And selecting a provider that you guys have worked with a lot.
Right, exactly.
And a lot of other moms in the area have recommended. So they were more familiar with hypnobirthing too, and they kind of understand it more.
Right.
And understand what a natural birth looks like.
Mm-hmm. It can be much different to observe someone who is internal and focused if a provider is not familiar with hypnobirthing.
Right. Exactly, and not feeling forced to respond and explain what's happening, and just allowing your body to do the work that it needs to do, allowing your baby to do the work that they need to do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Was there anything from the class that didn't sit with you? That, I mean, I always say take what you like from mm-hmm. a class or experience and then, you know, discard the rest. Mm-hmm. Was there anything that didn't resonate with you immediately?
I responded well to a lot of the self-hypnosis kind of techniques.
Yes.
But we didn't end up really using those a ton. When we were actually going through the birth process, we did just a lot of focusing on breathing, because that's where I really ended up struggling, is just
yes.
calming down and getting those deep breaths in and having my husband understand what needed to happen, understand I needed to be breathing to get that oxygen in for baby too.
Exactly.
To help calm my body down. He was a fantastic birth partner.
Yeah.
He's so great.
I remember that about
yeah.
your birth for sure.
Yeah.
He's a very supportive partner.
Yeah. And so he was really involved and we felt, you know, really connected after. So that was beautiful.
Yes.
But I know some people did like a fear release.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that didn't really work, I feel like, as well for me.
Right.
I think it would be really helpful for some people, but my main concerns were I get migraines
mm-hmm.
and they're really bad, and I've had kidney stones and they're really bad.
Yeah.
And so I felt like, oh man, if I can't handle those, am I going to be able to, you know, am I going to be able to do a natural birth?
Sure.
And so I think what helped more was just the understanding how the birth process worked. And then I talked with some other moms who also have struggled with those same
mm-hmm.
health issues. And then they were able to help calm my fears as well, because understanding,
right,
you know, your body's putting out all that love hormone, you're not going to be getting a migraine.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's
right,
your body's protecting you kind of from that part. It's focused on what needs to happen. So the actual fear release part didn't really use that as much.
Right. Mm-hmm. And one thing about the hypnobirthing class that's helpful is you work on your birth preference sheet or birth plan. Was that helpful in having discussions with your providers during your pregnancy?
Extremely helpful. I think it was almost more helpful for my husband and I.
Yeah.
To kind of give us a guideline of, like, these are the things we need to focus on.
Right.
And with hypnobirthing, we talked all about, you know, just in, we had informed choice, really. And here are your, you know, here are evidence-based articles that you can read about these certain preferences that you can choose from. And
right.
So that was helpful for us to talk about. My providers were so wonderful, though. I just kind of was like, well, here's my sheet. And they were like, yep, these all look great.
Right. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was helpful. But I would say what I would, we had a shift change.
Yes.
And so I think what would have been helpful that I didn't realize is, like, making sure when we did that shift change that the other nurse made sure, you know, made sure to, like, read the birth preferences, because I had mm-hmm. put on there I didn't want coached pushing.
Yes.
And so when she came in, I don't think that she had really read it necessarily, and so then they were pretty focused on that.
Right. That can be challenging with timing.
Trying to block that out and just listen to, you know, you were helpful, and my midwife and my husband were all talking about breathing and get those breaths in and take a deep breath. So that was helpful.
Good. Mm-hmm. Great. Any other tips for or advice for anyone considering hypnobirthing?
I think it was so helpful and such a bonding experience that I felt prepared and I felt excited to give birth.
That's awesome.
I think so many women go into it feeling scared and saying, give me the drugs, you know, and just they just feel like from the beginning, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Right.
And I think going through hypnobirthing and really understanding the process, understanding and getting to a point to trust my body, trust my baby, it's natural, it's normal, it's healthy, allowed me to, I was so excited. I was so excited to go in and give birth.
Yeah. And I could tell that. See it and feel it.
And you can look at it and know, like, I mean, it's not going to be a walk in the park.
Right.
But it was beautiful, and I feel so fortunate to have had such a wonderful first birth experience.
Yeah. And do you use any of the breathing or relaxation techniques in general life or parenting?
I do actually do a lot of deep breathing, and just, I'm feeling frustrated and I need to, like, take a step away and kind of focus internally, do some deep breaths.
Yes.
Focus on a relaxing color. But
I do that with my kids. Yeah. I get them to use hypnobirthing and the birth breaths and the relaxation. And for me, I have a fear of the dentist, so I've used it at the dentist.
Right.
So,
yeah,
it's very helpful. Well, it's so good to have you on.
Thank you.
We'll talk about your actual birth story shortly.
I'm excited.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and also goldcoastdoulas.com. These moments are golden.